From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Officials want to raise Anderson Ranch Dam by 6 feet in order to provide more room for water storage in the reservoir. The dam, which was online by 1951, sits on the South Fork of the Boise River, and it provides power, irrigation water, as well as flood control. It's one of three dams in the Boise River Basin that stores water as it melts and then flows from higher elevations. And during a spring like this one, too much water melts all at once, filling the dams and then forcing officials to release large amounts of water downstream in order to avoid flooding. And as we speak today, the three dams are 97% full, and Anderson Ranch is at 98% of its capacity. So if Anderson Ranch is raised, it would add 29,000 acre feet of storage space, which could be a boon to irrigators and fish, and it would fill a growing demand for more water. However, raising a dam isn't easy, and it could affect boaters and campers, and the cost of the project recently jumped up by as much as $40 million. So, how do you raise a dam? To answer that question, we asked Cynthia Bridge Clark, the Water Project Section Manager at the Department of Water Resources, and Lainey Paquin, Area Manager for Reclamation Snake River Office. They're joining us today, and I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. And
yep, thank
our
you.
Pleasure nice to, yes, our pleasure to have both of you here. So, Cynthia, let me start with you, but also, Lainey, feel free to jump in if there's something that you want to add. The Idaho Water Resource Board has calculated that the Treasure Valley's population will grow to more than 1.5 million people by 2065, which means they will need a lot of water. So my question is this, is that a main reason for raising the dam?
Yes, Gemma, I'd like to say that anticipating increased demand resulting from growth in the Treasure Valley, as you stated, is the primary reason that the board is pursuing additional storage. The study that was completed for the board in 2015 predicted that demand for what we call DCMI, or domestic, commercial, municipal, and industrial water uses, could increase anywhere from 109 to 188,000 acre feet per year. And that actually included some reduction for usage of conservation measures. But that said, that in addition to the increased water needs in the Treasure Valley, surface water storage it's also unique in that it provides additional flexibility in managing water supplies. So as you can imagine, it provides flexibility for water users during the water year itself, since it can be delivered where and when it's needed. But storage water in reservoirs can also be carried over the next water year to help offset any impacts from a dry water season or a period of drought. And it provides a place to store water that may be needed to manage changes in precipitation patterns and climate variability. So just to touch on what you mentioned earlier, it's been a boon of a water year. Most of our reservoirs are full. And in the Boise River system and areas across the West, we're highly dependent on water storage in the snowpack and surrounding mountains. But if we see climate trends that result in increased rain rather than snow, or increased stream flow in the fall or winter months, or an earlier peak runoff and subsequent earlier stream flow recession or dropping of the stream flows, then the existing infrastructure that we have in place today in those three reservoirs and our existing fixed storage capacity on the Boise River may just not be adequate to manage those types of changes in precipitation patterns. So I guess in summary, so while this project will provide, a portion of the water supply that's needed to satisfy what we predict the future demands to be, it can also increase that overall water supply or additional flexibility to help manage that variable growth and climate conditions.
So then, Lainey, I said in the introduction to this conversation that there could be, impacts. One of them being, you know, impacting boaters, campgrounds, things like that. How would boaters and campgrounds be impacted by raising this dam?
Yeah, that's such an important question for the public who enjoy Anderson Ranch Reservoir and the South Fork of the Boise River. It is a popular and wonderful area to visit and recreate in. So I would share with folks that reclamation and that partnership with the Idaho Water Resource Board is engaged in a very robust design process that looks at a wide range of potential effects of a dam raise and the resulting enlargement of the reservoir system. Our design process is scheduled to take over 2 years. And in that, we are very cognizant of sequencing our planned construction activities to minimize impacts to public access to campgrounds and boat ramps, to the roadways around the reservoir during that construction period. And the construction period itself, right now we think that might take place on the ground over the course of 4 years. And so really thinking through that sequencing of our construction activities is critical to allowing the public to continue to enjoy the resources in that area, even during those 4 year period. So I think from a public access perspective, really interested in that construction period over the long term. If this project moves forward and the dam is raised and the reservoir enlarged, I would note that many of our design activities involve addressing those effects to campgrounds. We're working very closely with the U.S. Forest Service, our managing partner around the reservoir, to ensure that we are replacing any campground features and boat ramps that may be affected by the enlarged reservoir. So long-term, continued enjoyment of the reservoir and the river for long-term to come.
So let's talk mechanics. How do you actually raise a dam by 6 feet? And who would like to answer that question?
Well, I'll go ahead and jump in first, but I do want to recognize how closely we're partnering with Idaho Water Resource Board, Cynthia and her team providing such great input and collaboration. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, it's quite a significant effort. So we have major considerations for public access that I described, but To set the stage, Anderson Ranch Dam itself, as you noted, sits on the South Fork Boise River, and it's a 456-foot high earth-filled dam. So that's a little bit different than the concrete dam that most people picture in their minds, but it functions very similarly. So I'll just highlight four major components of the dam raise to sort of illustrate how we are thinking about going through with this project. The first, we are going to, and by the way, not in any particular sequence here, just a way to highlight those major components. We'll raise the dam's embankment crest. And you can think about that as that long straight stretch across the dam that you would travel with in your vehicles. Then we would modify the spillway structure to match up with the raised embankment crest. And the spillway is that concrete chute that you see on the side of the dam that allows us to pass water if needed when the reservoir is high. Our current plan to minimize public access impacts is to construct a bypass road on the upstream side of the dam. And so the purpose there is to allow for continued travel around the reservoir, around the South Fork, especially for emergency vehicle needs, but also for folks who use the roadway system for their jobs and for recreating. Lastly, I'll note, and I already sort of mentioned a little bit about the design portfolio of construction activities that we're developing that will look at ensuring that those resources around the reservoir are upgraded or maintained that service. So those are the boat ramps, campgrounds, erosion control over steep hillsides. There's a lot that we need to consider around the reservoir. So hopefully that gives a little bit of a picture of what's involved in designing for a dam raise. Mm-hmm.
And Lainey, I had mentioned in the intro as well that the price tag had recently gone up by $40 million. So do you know yet how much it will cost and also why this higher price tag?
Yeah, there's several elements here I would want to share with you and public and folks who are water users and may be interested in this water in the future. Part of reclamation's engineering design process is set up in different phases that allow us to continue to refine how we are planning to execute the work. And that involves updating our cost estimates. And this spring, we achieved what we call a 30% design. So you can picture that as marking that 30% through the effort that we have in design. And at each design phase, we do gather more information. In this case, we've been able to gather a lot more geotechnical information around the reservoir, the dam itself, that then informs and illustrates and highlights aspects of the project that we need to account for. So that is often and regularly a driver for costs, often in the up direction, but every once in a while in the down direction. A second factor here today, though, is a bit unique, and it really does relate to what we've just experienced through the global pandemic, and we've seen from a marketplace for construction and materials over the last few years, that where construction contract costs across the board are increasing 9 to 12% in of itself. It looks at materials and labor costs as well. So we recognize that's a factor in today's cost estimate. But I would note that as we progress through our design process, we're continuing to look for those opportunities to reduce cost and keep the value in the project moving forward.
And before I let you go, Cynthia, with more water storage, does it mean that you won't have to release so much water so fast in the spring? I mean, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, all of these years, sometimes when the Boise Greenbelt is flooded, as it has been this spring. Will things like that be able to not happen so often?
Well, that's a great question. And Lainey may be able to speak to this more adequately than I do, but that is what we anticipate, that this will give us an opportunity to store that water, make that water available for a beneficial use across the valley. But that said, this is not intended to be a flood management project. It is intended to be a storage project, and that so operations will remain the same. And it is a challenge for all of the regulatory agencies to balance how to manage flood risk relative to capturing storage. And again, I might turn it back to Lainey, as she may have more to say about actual reservoir operations.
Well, thanks, Cynthia. You laid that out really well. I would just recognize that protecting Boise from flood risk is a key function and purpose of the three federal reservoirs that we have and that we jointly manage with the Army Corps of Engineers in the Boise Valley. So while the additional space for the dam raise is not dedicated specifically to flood control, it does play, as Cynthia mentioned, a role in the overall operation across the three reservoirs to protect from flooding.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your time today talking with us more about this. We've been talking with Cynthia Bridge Clark, the Water Project Section Manager at the Department of Water Resources, and Lainey Paquin, Area Manager for Reclamation Snake River Office, about a plan to raise Anderson Ranch Dam. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.